Dry bones shall rise again, oh, dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again, oh, dry bones shall rise again. Lord of Lords, oh, wake up the dry bones shall rise again. O King of Kings, oh, wake up the dry bones shall rise again. Yes, dry bones shall rise again. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for making a time with us once again with our series this week. Glory, glory be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's begin this morning's sermon with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful and thankful for waking us up, for giving us another chance, another page, another chapter, another breath of life for us to breathe back unto you. Thank you so much for the breath of life above all that you're going to give us once again. For your word comes not in vain, but to accomplish the work that, Lord, you have sent him to do, to accomplish. We thank you. May you descend through your Holy Spirit to give us the understanding, the revelation behind those words and everything. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you. Amen. Beloved, this week's series is entitled Set Your Heart on God's Holy Word. Yes, in the subsequent days, we have established certain things about God's Holy Word, about the Logos, the thoughts of God expressed in the Old Testament in diverse forms, in theophany, and in the New Testament as a Son, in the Holy Begotten of God, of the Father. Yes, and God really indwelled him. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Yes, that is what the Lord is really doing right now. He's still doing, he's still in the business of accomplishing. For the Bible says, he that has begun a good work is he that will end successfully. Yesterday, we touched on the revelation of the word, whereby brothers and sisters, the church really needs to dwell on the revelation of the word of the Logos. And through the sincere and truthful messengers and ministers, the Lord is caring for this purpose of producing spiritual children for the kingdom of God. Yes, the Bible said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The laborers are called and really gifted to reap the fruit of the fruit for the kingdom. The sower, who is Master Jesus Christ, really sowed goodly seeds on fertile grounds of the house of the saints, and these fruits that the Lord is really reaping has really sent for his laborers to read at the hearts of the saints. Hallelujah. The Lord is really reaping seeds of goodly seeds, such as patience, such as kindness, such as love, such as we have seen in the stature, we see in the stature of a perfect man. The Lord is really reaping, yes, Holy Ghost filled children for the kingdom of the living God. Yes, these laborers are really called and gifted, ascension gifted. They are the watchmen that God set for the defense of the gospel, because throughout the ages we've seen how the devil really try to thwart or to destroy the work of the living God of salvation. But God really sets his messengers and watchmen as a defense to protect the tree of life, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, the manifested, the express word for the fulfillment of the covenant that was made through Abraham to bring forth spiritual children of God. Truly, yes, we have really seen how God said he will multiply, yes, the seeds of Abraham. Hallelujah. Yes, we have seen that Abraham shall be the father of many nations. God is still accomplishing that. Beloved, the word must be our agape love, so that we don't fall in bondage to all shapas activities. There are so many activities in this world that are called all shapas activities, things that are temporal, and our reward can never be compared to temporal things. Hallelujah. Temporal things, these all shall pass activities, can never be compared to the reward that the saints are going to reap. When the truthful word is being preached, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit falls on all those who received him. So ours is to be receiving the word as is being preached. We have seen it in the day of Pentecost, that when the word was being preached by Peter, what really happened? The Holy Ghost fall. Yes, when the manifestation, the revelation of the word is being, and not the letter, is being preached, the Lord really identifies his word of truth with his spirit. The Holy Ghost goes to make us able children of the kingdom of God through born again experience. That is a gift, and that is our inheritance unto the church of believers, the church of the saints. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the Lord takes the church up to the river of self-denial. Why? Because we've been inflicted with sins from the Garden of Eden. The devil really came and planted a perverted seed of sin in the heart of the human race, but the Lord really vowed to prepare us, to perfect us, to make us perfect, to bring us back to that heavenly estate. So the Lord takes the church to the river of self-denial, that is the river of death, to wash every stain on us. The Lord is still in the business of doing, and how does he really accomplish that? Through his word, that we lose our bad habits, our bad attitude, our evil thoughts. For before destruction could come in the days of Noah, the Bible made a record that men continued to be wicked. Men's ways were full of evil, full of evil. So is today. But our bad habits, evil thoughts, uncleanliness in diverse ways, worldliness, indifferences, and also everything that is of darkness, God is purging, God is watching all those things from us. For the Bible said the Lord is transforming us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And that is what the Lord is doing through his holy word, the gospel of our salvation. The word really does this washing and cleansing, and also make us new creatures for the kingdom of God when we enter into real fellowship with the Lord. So all that we need to do, brothers and sisters, is that we enter into real fellowship with the living God. When we say real fellowship, a fellowship that is in truth and in spirit, a fellowship that is in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For Hebrew 1 verse 8 says that, but unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. The Lord's throne is establishing righteousness. He dwells in righteousness. He dwells in righteousness. He do everything that he does is holy. That is why the Bible said, be perfect for the Lord, I am perfect. Hallelujah. The word demands beauty of the inner man, our soul. And the flesh is the first enemy of the soul spirit. We must control this flesh through fasting and godly exercise of worship and sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Every strange god of sin must be gotten rid through the obedience to the word. Brothers and sisters, ours is to just say, continue to say yes to the word of God today. That's yet the Lord has been preached by ministers, by truthful and sincere ministers. Hallelujah. For the Bible said that in John chapter 6 verse 53 says that, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Matthew 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is the word that makes us beauty. You need the born of the word inside you to overcome the devil. Hallelujah. And how can we really overcome this world? The power to overcome this sin-sick world is the faith of the overcomer, Jesus. Hallelujah. For Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, that be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we need the faith of the overcomer, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, before in order to overcome. Let's rather be in the born of God's word than being in the born of iniquity. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. May the Lord continue to deliver us from the workplace corruption, business corruption, political corruption, corruption in diverse forms in our daily lives. The word is our double-edged sword for defeating principalities. Finally, brothers and sisters, for the sake of time, brethren, we should never be ashamed of the gospel. The word. Let's leave the word. Putting into practice what we learn of Him, that is our Lord and personal Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for paying attention and for devoting your time. May God replenish your time. May God reward you. May God prepare you for you to be one of them that will make the rapture, that one of them that will dwell with Him in His eternal kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Shalom. Peace. God bless you so much. Amen.